This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this weekend. My first guest is an old friend of ours. Lee Greenwood will be joining us. And then later on, another longtime friend from the Today Show, Al Roker, will be here. Ken Cage will be joining us from Renegade Repo. I love that show. And then Oliver Hudson, who stars in Splitting Up Together on ABC. Next hour, actor Greg Grunberg will be joining us. He has an HBO special about Joe Paterno. Katrina Balfe will be here. Her show's on the Starz channel called Outlander. And then from Fox News, we'll be talking to Lise Wheel, who has penned a book called Hunting Charles Manson. It's fascinating. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we return, my first guest this first hour is Lee Greenwood.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And I love it, yeah.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today, and that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked, and we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina, to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There is PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. And then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I just lost a brother a few months ago. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and so, and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority of any administration.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this, because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans is on top of a very active tour, which started on 7th and goes all the way through 25th in Weirsdale, Florida. You and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2 or 3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with 4 more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, I don't know how you do it. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Bunny. Give me about a week and I'll be fine.
In addition to being a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yes. That's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time. He's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM awards, Grammy awards, top male vocalist. Also had something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But, of course, now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl. The little boy is 3 years old. He loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. And education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee's going to be playing between now and the summer of this year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing. It's a newly designed website, LeeGreenwood.com.
That sounds great. And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank you, Ron.
You too. One of my favorite people, one of the nicest guys you will ever find, not only in the entertainment business, but just, you know, an everyday guy, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. And check out his website, LeeGreenwood.com.
I'm proud to call him a friend, and even prouder, he considers me one. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. And our next guest hasn't been with us in a long time, but I must admit, he's one of my favorite guys to talk to on the show. A hard-working broadcaster, there is no doubt about it. It's always a delight having him. And, of course, the main question that we always get from our associates here at the studio, and we know that Al's going to be on, is, what time do you get up in the morning? Joining us right now is Big Al Roker. Hello, Al. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rob. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what is the time?
I get up anywhere between 3 and 3:15. that's about par for the course. So on the weekends, I may actually sleep in till 7.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness gracious. You're really slacking on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
What time do you go to bed, Al?
You know what? I've got my middle girl is now in seventh grade, so I'm hard-pressed to try to go to sleep before she does.
Uh-huh.
So I usually get to bed around 10, 10:15.
You are. That's an old saying with hardest working person in show business. You are. You really earn every dime you make. I tell you, you are something else.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I've got a terrific job. I work with amazing people. I'm nicely compensated for it. You know, there are a lot of folks who work a lot harder under much more trying conditions, who don't, you know, do nearly as well. So, you know what? I'm very blessed.
And you're appreciative too. That's what makes Al what he is, an all around nice guy. And in addition to his duties and weather and co-hosting the Today Show, he also has Al Roker Entertainment, which, by the way, has started with a new 10 half-hour episodes of a show called Big Easy Justice, Tuesdays on Spike TV. And this is about Tattoo, which, can I mention the guy's name?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Gene Thacker is the name. He's a bounty hunter. By the way, I just found this out, Al. The real term for bounty hunter is bail enforcement agent. I never knew that. But tell us about the Big Easy Justice. I saw it last week. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. It's one of these things, and it's funny. The somebody from Jennifer Lopez's production company saw this guy on local TV in New Orleans and took it to Spike TV, and they said, "Well, we love this character, but you guys have never done anything like this. We'd like to team you up with Al Roker's company because they've done these kind of shows before." And so it's been a great partnership. And you know, Gene Thacker, otherwise known as Tattoo, is the baddest of the tough guys when it comes to bounty hunters. When I met him, he's this very soft-spoken guy, barely looks you in the eye. I thought, this can't be a bounty hunter. Then I went out with him, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this guy is unbelievable. You know, when the sun goes down, you know, he gets his bat on, and he goes after these folks. This is not your typical, you know, the New Orleans we all see, you know, the Bourbon Street and the French Quarter. This is the grittier, tougher part of New Orleans where a lot of folks, you know, the bad guys and women are hanging out. And, know, he's go, you know, he loves the city. He grew up in the city, and is trying to make it better one apprehended felon at a time.
Now, I saw a statistic that blew me away. In a 12-year bounty career, he brought in 10,000 fugitives. Now, I put the pencil and paper to that. That's like every day.
Yeah, they go out, say, after 10 o'clock at night, and they are out there till, you know, 5, 6 in the morning, you know, going after these folks. They can't find one person, they go after another. But they always come back around. They always get their man or woman.
Do they normally do it at night, Al?
Yeah, generally speaking, they can do it during the day, but they just find nighttime is a better time because people are, you know, a little more relaxed. They've dropped their guard. It makes it easier to go after these folks.
And I think it's important to note here that the show Big Easy Justice we're talking about, produced by Al Roker Entertainment, these bounty hunters, and in particular Tattoo, which is Gene Thacker, he goes after armed robbers, murderers,
drug possession.
Domestic abuse, domestic violence. I mean, there is no limit. I mean, he's not saying, well, you know, we're just getting somebody who had their library book overdue.
Right. No, these are bad people, and that's why, I mean, they've got full body armor. Our crews that are going out have full body armor on. And, you know, I mean, they got to deal with this stuff because you don't know what's around the corner or behind that door. And you got to be prepared.
How do you do this, Al? I'm always intrigued by these shows that go after the bad guys because of the fact that they show these people sometimes on the air. How do you get clearances for that, if I may?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have to get releases from people, and you would be surprised at how many people will sign a release.
And what, and get out of show business?
Yeah. I mean, it's really funny. I think there's some perverse pleasure. Okay, I'm going to jail, but you know what? At least I'm going to get my, you know, my 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's what always amazed me. You know, this guy gets picked up for, you know, raping and murdering, and he's on camera, and you know, he's smiling because he thinks he's the next, you know, Dean Martin.
Exactly. So, you know, it's I'm always kind of intrigued by it. God bless.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, or else we have to blur their faces.
I think I should have a disclaimer saying that Dean Martin did none of these things that we just talked about.
No, he did. No. None of them.
Just a reference to popularity is all it was. Now, does he ever fear, obviously, for his life day in and day out? Because, first of all, if somebody breaks bail, they're not what you call a good person anyway. So is he ever concerned, being the tough guy that he is, that he might be in harm's way?
Well, you know, that's what, you know, he says, when you let your guard down, that's when you get in trouble. So they are vigilant. They're always concerned. You know, the motto kind of is everybody goes home. And it's interesting, too, because he's got kind of this street code. As long as you respect him, he respects you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show him respect, he's coming out, he's going to drop on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Now, after the 10 half-hour episodes are up, Al, do you think you go back and do another 10 or 15?
Well, we're hoping for the same success with this as we have right now on the Weather Channel with Coast Guard Alaska.
Oh, I love that show.
With Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern. We just started our second season with that, and we're now doing a spin-off, Coast Guard Florida, where we're going to be based in Clearwater, but also Miami and Key West.
Geez, if you come down and do that, let me know. I'll go out on a boat with you.
Absolutely.
You need a dose of Ron every other day.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if we can handle that.
I don't know, but it's worth a try, isn't it?
I know.
When Al Roker Entertainment puts the name on it, you know it's good, and that's what has happened in this particular case. Al, as always, you know you're welcome here anytime, and I can't wait till you come down again and see you. And I might be up in New York with Jimmy Fallon, so when I do that, I'm going to
talk to
you.
Oh, my gosh, please let me know. Yeah, we love Jimmy. I mean, he's really developed into just such a terrific late-night host. I mean, he really has.
Well, Al, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
Always great chatting with you.
Take care.
You too. Al Roker's been our guest, and one of the, if not the hardest working man on television.
Thanks so much, Ron.
You're welcome, Al. Al Roker is not only a hard working broadcaster, but one lucky man, having NBC allow him to go out and venture on his own along with his duties on the Today Show. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump supporters were gathering outside the Trump Tower this afternoon in New York City to show their support for the president as the Mueller investigation comes to a close. Many of the supporters were wearing Make America Great Again hats and waving American flags.
We have people here from everywhere. We want to show them that there's support up here in these liberal states because we tend to be forgotten about.
The Justice Department has said that Congress could receive that special counsel report as early as Sunday. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after being charged in a Florida massage parlor prostitution and trafficking investigation. Kraft said in a statement that he's truly sorry and he knows he has disappointed and hurt his family, friends, coworkers, and fans, and many others who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. Kraft said in the statement that he hopes to not be judged by his words, but by his actions, and through those actions, he hopes to regain people's confidence and respect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. You know, I talk to a lot of people who have television shows and internet shows and radio shows, but I am a big fan of this show. It was on the Discovery Channel, and now it is a show that you can find on their own website. They have their own YouTube channel. Joining us right now, Ken Gage. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. So tell us about this new season. For people who may not have seen this, they not only repo airplanes, but they also repo yachts, buses, exotic cars. You guys got a lot of guts. But tell us about this new season and the new site and YouTube channel.
I appreciate it. Well, the new show is going to be called Renegade Repos. The website's renegade-repos.com. The show that was on Discovery, they had three teams showing all of us doing repos. Danny and I just decided when the network didn't want to pick it up again, we said, you know what, there's just too many fans that want to see this. So it's just going to be Danny and I doing it, and you're going to see a lot more detail in each repossession, which is what everybody's been clamoring for. So we'll be showing from the time that we get the order, the investigation, which is a lot of the most interesting stuff happens in the investigation, and then we'll show the repos as well. So we're really, really excited about it. We've got a lot of people behind us that are excited about it, so we're ready to kick this off.
And I can't wait because I know that the new addition with the investigations is going to be a great asset to it because that was the part that was missing on the Discovery Channel. Now, you had a show that actually happened last week that was a live event, but you are going to repost that on the Renegade/Repos.com channel, correct?
That is correct. And again, another thing that we felt, and the fans made it loud and clear, one thing that wasn't really covered was the pilot's perspective. If you remember in the show, on the network, they'd show the pilots running up, getting in the plane, and flying. There's a lot that goes on for a pilot. A lot of it. So the live event will be four episodes, and it's these three of my pilots who combined for over 700 aircraft repos with me, telling their stories and the mechanical issues that they face, and the, you know, obviously the FAA, they never cross the FAA, so how do we get the ferry permits? And just, it's just fascinating their stories because they were all 20, 21, 22 when they started with me. And now they're commercial pilots. It'll be on the Renegade-Repos, I hope by February 1st. It's in edit now. But we're going to have four episodes of the pilots telling these fascinating stories that were never touched on before. So it's just completely unique.
This is a very dangerous type of occupation for a couple of reasons. First of all, you're taking away somebody's prized possession. If they have a classic car, or a jet, or a yacht, I'm a classic car collector. Somebody touched my classic car, so now you're dealing with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, so that's dangerous from that standpoint. The second standpoint, and I've often been amazed at this, guys, we get into an airplane, and you say, geez, this thing hasn't been started in 3 months. We don't know if it's got water in the fuel tank. We got to check the stabilizers and all of the outside gear and the landing gear and everything else. You don't know what the heck you're getting into. I mean, you might get away from the owner, but you may not get away from an accident.
That's true. And again, one thing we're going to try and show is more of that process with the pilot, because everybody thinks, based on the editing that they did on the network, pilot gets an airplane and flies. There's a lot more that goes on with it, which, again, honestly, it builds the tension for me because I'm like, can you hurry up with this inspection here? And they're like, no, we can't. It's like the whole time you feel the clock in the back of your head saying the debtor's coming. These pilots are pros. So they follow every letter of the law to make sure they're doing things right, not had any issues, because if we're not sure, we'll do one of two things. We'll either take the airplane, taxi it to the other side of the field where we're more safe so we don't leave the ground, or if we're comfortable that it's a safe airplane, we might fly it 5 minutes to get it to the next airport and then, you know, go through a much more detailed inspection. But you're right, it's dangerous because as soon as you run that thing up, you don't know.
I often wondered, if you have all of the legal papers and the owner is in default, why do you have to sneak into it? Now, I know that, you know, people can repossess cars because they just don't want to give them up. But how do you do that? I mean, I always am amazed when the police stop you because the debtor calls the police. And the police should say, hey, he's got all the paperwork, just let him take the vehicle or let him take the plane.
Yeah, so the thing with the police, and this is something that doesn't really help us, but it doesn't hurt us, is that they cannot assist or support us in any way.
Okay.
It's a civil matter. So they can't tell a debtor, you know, let him go or whatever, anything like that. They can come out and verify the paperwork. And that's generally what they do is, you know, hey, do you have everything? Yes, here's my paperwork. I'm a licensed repo agent in the state of Florida. I'll show my repo license, and they'll say, okay, you know, it's legal. And that's the extent of it. Now, the reason we sneak around, even though it's a legal process, is
right.
because airports are very close-knit families. So if I try, like, we're at Atlantic Aviation, you know, at the Orlando Executive Airport.
Right.
So if I try and go in the front door of Atlantic and say, hey, you know, I want Ron's airplane, well, you're their customer. So in many cases, what the FBO might say, oh, no, you can't touch my customer's airplane. They might block us. They might try and stop us from getting out there. The line people get involved, the people that kind of are out there running around the airport and fueling up and things like that, a lot of times they're really loyal to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might tip off the customer one time, and this was on one of the first season episodes. You know, we talked to the FBO. We got the airplane. We thought everything was good. Well, then the debtor comes around another gate, talks to a line person who's loyal to him, and gives him our airplane that we already repossessed. So those things happen a lot. And until we know where people stand, we've got to sneak.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll tip off the debtors or they'll stop us themselves, and that's no good. So,
did you not have a fellow on the show by the name of Mike Kennedy? He got punched out a couple of times, didn't he?
That was actually Kevin down in Texas got punched out.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Kevin did. Mike's in Orlando.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's the one that has the snakes.
Snakes,
and
right.
Had the leopard. And,
right.
He's doing great conservatory work. Great work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kevin got knocked out once. I saw that one. In the U.S., you're not allowed to breach the peace or break and enter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never... Yeah, you know, I never gotten to that point here in the States because it's not legal.
Yeah.
But I did have a situation outside the States, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, they caught it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I got the first, you know, he pushed me from behind, and it was hot. It was St. Croix. It was humid. I was just miserable from being up all night, and I just turned around and clocked him, and luckily I hit him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I that could have gotten a lot worse. It took Danny literally a minute or less to get there, and once he got there, like, yeah, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now? The monster has come in. Does this problem multiply when you go into other countries, though?
It can. Absolutely, yes. A lot of times what I'll do when I'm in another country is go to the local police department and say, this is what I'm here to do. Here's the paperwork. Here's my identification. What do I need to do? And I'll ask them, what do I need to do to perform this in a legal manner?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, it takes us filling up their chase boats with fuel,
mm-hmm.
or something to that effect, you know, a little gift,
sure.
for in return for their help.
Sure.
That works for me.
Ken, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't mean to back you in a corner to, but do you ever bring anybody with you? I mean, one time I rode with the sheriff's department, okay? I mean, on a local deal or a regional deal, would you ever, like, take somebody like me who's a big fan of the show? Or would I just get in the way?
You would. I can work with anybody. We've done this. I've done over 2,700 of them in the last 13 years. So I could take people. Actually, it's funny. One time I took a DJ from one of the Orlando stations,
yeah.
radio stations on. And the first one was real quiet and everything went smooth. He's like, yeah, I can do it. Well, then we went to get a boat and the debtor was on board. Then as we're pulling away, the debtor runs down the dock to try and jump on the boat. And we got that on video for CBS News. Panicked on the back of the boat. I mean, he was panicked. Oh, yeah, you still think you could do this? No, I'm done. So yeah, we have to kind of feel people out first. Obviously, but I mean, I've taken a camera crew of four people on repos. So, you know, just having one person without a camera, that would be no problem.
Oh, gosh, we got to do this, Ken. I got to come out to your place and take you out to lunch and sell you on this deal because I want to do that. I want to do that so bad. Well, everybody turn to renegade/repos.com. Four new episodes coming up with our guest, Ken Cage. And, Ken, this is a great show. I really mean this. I'm not saying this because you're on, but I can't wait for the second season and this new format and the new distribution of it. It's going to be sensational.
Well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate you saying that, and I hope everybody does tune in to the website, because hopefully we've got some videos up now.
Yeah.
but they're going to come hot and heavy starting.
And ladies and gentlemen, there may be a future episode on the show with yours truly in it. Me and Danny and Ken will be out there. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. And there's more
to come
with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, all across the USA and around the world. Well, a couple of months back, our next guest was with us, and we were talking about a new TV show that he is part of, and I told him at that time that I thought the premise and the storylines were endless. He proved me right, because it is doing well on ABC, Tuesday nights at 9:30, 8:30 Central Time. It's called Splitting Up Together. Joining us is our friend Oliver Hudson. Hi, Oliver. Welcome back. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you very much.
I remember distinctly saying that the storylines for this show are endless, and it's really come to fruition, has it not?
Yes, your prediction was correct. I know. There's a lot of stories to tell. I mean, when you're dealing with
relationships and kids, I mean, you're right. It's pretty much endless because there's something new that happens every day in the life of three kids, and I know that from a personal experience.
Right. For those people who may not know the premise, so if you haven't, get out from underneath that rock, is that the role that Oliver plays is a role that he plays with Jenna Fisher, and they're married, but they're not really getting along together really well. And they have three children. I love the reasons for this. You know, everybody says, I don't want to get a divorce because of the kids. But you have a twofold deal. The kids and a daunting real estate market. Something very emotional and heartfelt, right? Let's look at the real estate market here before we decide if we're breaking up. Pretty funny premise.
No, I know. Well, it's you know, economics play a large part in whether two people divorce or don't divorce.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's expensive. Divorce is expensive. And, you know, on my sort of travels after the first season, I have gotten so much feedback from a lot of people who are going through the situation or have friends who are going through a similar situation, especially in New York, because, you know, the price to live in New York is just so expensive. And, you know, if you're going to divorce or get separated, you can't, where are you going to live? You know, you can't have two places.
Yeah.
So people are having to live together. They just can't not. They can't afford to be apart. And that's sort of the idea here, is we just can't afford to be apart. So let's make the best of it and try to raise our kids well, you know.
It's been described as an environment known as a bird's nest. I never heard that terminology before. A bird's nest is when you live together, you're married, but you're not divorced.
I had neither. I had neither until this season, until last season, bird nesting, which... It makes sense. You know, the kids stay in the nest, and then the mom and the dad are the ones who sort of switch off.
Yeah.
Rather than moving the kids around to different houses, keep their life stable.
Uh-huh.
And then the adults who have developed brains can sort of move in and out of the house. And that's sort of the concept, which I think it's a pretty good one.
I actually
believe
that, too. You know, now I know somebody that did that, but they didn't have any children, so that ended up to be a very precarious situation. But I think the environment of the children, I mean, the woman lived on the patio and the guy lived in the house. In this particular case, I guess the addition of the children make it a little bit of challenging. Now, your married friends, Camille and Arthur, they're kind of brought into this picture, too, because this Camilla is a pretty good-looking lady. And, you know, Arthur figures, boy, you know, he married up, but they're now involved with this. In what way? How do they get involved? Because they don't do that. I mean, they're not in a bird's nest, are they?
Mm-mm. No, they're a happily married couple, you know, and she obviously wears the pants in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur's just happy to be there. He can't believe how he scored, you know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
So he's just willing to sort of be the puppy dog. And do whatever she says because he won't be able to survive without her. And that's where the comedy comes in their relationship. It's very, very funny. No, but they don't even have kids. They're okay. And they're just upset because we were their best friends. You know, what are they going to do without us being together?
Yeah. You're starting to date, too. Everybody, well, not necessarily you, but you and Jenna's character, starting to go out a little bit. And that presents another confrontation and dicey situation, does it not?
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, that's just the reality of what it's like to sort of be apart and then living in such close quarters. You know, you got to live your life. And we're free. We're single. So we're able to date. But then we're bringing some of our dates home. And I, in the first season, watch, you know, Jenna sleeping with a guy in his car, which is the most exciting thing to see. And, you know, it's just about dealing with those feelings and the reality of that situation, you know, for sure.
I'm sitting here laughing because for people who may not know this, this is a funny show. I mean, it sounds like it could be a soap opera in the middle of the afternoon, but it is a funny show.
Mm-hmm. That's what's great about it. You know, I mean, it's funny. It's very, very funny and smart. Funny.
Yes,
but you're dealing with the real subject matter, so you want to treat that, you know, you want to treat that honestly,
right?
And that's what we do, and that's what I like about it. So it's very funny, but it's very heartfelt as well.
Well, when you think of everybody involved, first of all, it's executive produced by Ellen DeGeneres, but let's take you, for example, the CBS sitcom Rules of Engagement you were in, Fox show Scream Queens, ABC's Nashville, I love that show, and on the big screen with the Out-of-Towners and Black Christmas and Grown Ups and the WB shows The Mountain and My Guide to Becoming a Rock Star. I mean, certainly no stranger to either the small or the big screen. You know, after all of that experience, what works and doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what works and doesn't work to you. You know, you have an idea of what's good and what's not good. As far as what works and what doesn't work based on, you know, America, that is not decided by you, and you can only sort of cross your fingers and hope that people understand and love the show like you do.
Yeah.
And this show especially is one that I, you know, I'm attached to more than any of the other shows I've done. I just relate to this myself. I have three kids myself. I just love it. I love what this show is saying. And then you just hope you can service it and do a great job with it, and then the audience will watch it and feel the same way.
You know,
and so far, so good.
You know, a lot of people think that a show has to have empathy with the audience, like Dallas and, you know, shows like that really was successful, but, you know, not everybody lives in a billion-dollar home in Dallas, Texas, you know. But this show here, even though you may not participate in this kind of a lifestyle, it still is relatable. I think that is what is the attraction. Even though you could be happily married, living together with 42 kids, you watch this and you think, that's possible. And if it isn't, it sure heck is believable.
Well, because it's a show not necessarily about divorce. I mean, it's a show about a relationship.
Right.
And it's a show about raising kids. And it's a show about, you know, the differences of personalities and how you have to compromise and sacrifice, you know, some of your beliefs, because that's just the way we operate when you're in a relationship. No one's the same. So I think there's extreme relatability when it comes to that. And you don't have to be divorced or getting divorced or even living together divorced, which is the premise of the show, to understand and relate to these characters and the situations that they're going through.
Well, it's a good show. I wish you much luck with it, Oliver. Again, it's Splitting Up Together. It airs on ABC Tuesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, and it stars our guest, Oliver Hudson. Come back anytime. We'd love to have you. You're a friend of the show and a good guest.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, nice talking with you. That was Oliver Hudson. Of course, his mom is Goldie Hawn. His father is Bill Hudson from the Hudson Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow's amazing pillows. All you have to do is sleep on one of them, and you'll know why they call the creator of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure that you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bedsheets. He began by using the world's best cotton, called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, the Giza Dream sheet set includes two full 21-inch inch-wide pillowcases that'll fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that'll fit over any mattress. And the first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Put them on your bed, and when you crawl in after a long day, it feels like you're sleeping at a five-star hotel. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. That's right, promo code USA for 30% off and free shipping. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank all of my guests this first hour for being part of the show, and they include country great Lee Greenwood, Al Roker from the Today Show, Ken Cage, who has, of course, got the show Renegade Repo. I love that show. And Oliver Hudson, who stars on Splitting Up Together, a successful program on the ABC. Next hour, actor Greg Grenberg will be here from the HBO Joe Paterno special. Actress Katrina Balfe, whose show is on Starz Channel called Outlander, and from Fox News, who's penned a book called Hunting of Charles Manson, Lee Sweal. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today.